to the normal call of the calendar that's left, we come to page 1, item 1. This is on case number 15-64523. Claudio Avendado, trustee's motion for approval of bidding procedures and approval of commission of services of auctioneer and a court-approved broker as auctioneer.
Your Honor, by way of announcements, Your Honor, Neil Gordon and Bill Matthews for the Chapter 7 estate of Claudio Avendano. Mr. Avendano is here. Mr. Oakes is here from the U.S. Trustee's Office.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Victor Harrison is here. Also, on behalf of the creditors, Lawson Realty, Inc., and Jerry Austin.
Okay. Those are the primary creditors and possibly the only creditors of the estate. And we have one. I believe that the court call, I don't know if we're connected or...
We are.
Okay. Your Honor, arrangements were made for the attorneys in Santiago, Chile, to appear telephonically. We thought it would be of assistance to the parties or to the court to have them available to comment or answer questions that anybody might have of the process. Your Honor may recall that this case started in a Chapter 7, was converted to a Chapter 13, was denied confirmation and reconverted to Chapter 7, and it has remained in Chapter 7 since that time. I've been the trustee and attorney for the trustee in both phases of the Chapter 7 case. The property of this estate, Your Honor, really consisted of a commercial property that was sold in an in-court auction that took place, was approved by Your Honor. That property has long been sold. Then there were two smaller dilapidated properties that the trustee was preparing even before it was converted to Chapter 13 at auction. When it was reconverted, we got those back up. Mr. Avendano claimed a homestead exemption in one of the dilapidated, uninhabitable properties. And although I don't think he ever moved into that property, we did sell the one that was not at issue. And then the remaining one that he claimed the homestead exemption in was effectively abandoned. And we had a hearing about that. And I made it clear that, of course, that I would be canceling the insurance that I was carrying on it. And we would be abandoning the property. And the court explained to Mr. Avendano what that would mean and that what his responsibilities would be. And we've had nothing to do with that property
since. Has that property been abandoned?
It was abandoned, but we...
No, that's fine. You said effectively abandoned, and I just didn't know whether...
Oh, I mean, it was effectively abandoned, I think, when his homestead exemption was approved on it, but then we abandoned it physically.
Okay. But, I mean, have you filed a notice
yes.
of abandonment?
It was abandoned.
Says, this is no longer property
right.
of the estate. That's what I meant.
That was done.
Okay, great.
So
that's out of the estate.
That's gone, right. too. Okay. And so what we were left with, Your Honor... were what started out as 161 lots, one-acre lots, in a rural part of northern Chile. And the I conducted the meeting of creditors. The first date set, there was no appearance, and then I conducted it. This is in the first time. It was in Chapter 7 right at the beginning. And what I learned at that point in time is that Mr. Avendano had valued these lots at $4,000 each, and had been trying, for his words, a couple of years to sell them, and he had no success at that. So that would have given it a value of $644,000 if they had been worth $4,000 a lot. But the case, I didn't get to do anything because the case was converted to a 13, and so several months went by before it was reconverted. What we had happened in the 13 part of the case, and there was a lot of controversy about it, was that 10 of the lots had been sold and nobody knew about it. There was no court authority requested. I don't want to really rehash that. The point I'm trying to make, Your Honor, is that what they sold for, the 10 lots that were sold, was less than $40,000. So again, you're talking about less than $4,000 a lot. The court at the hearing, I read the transcript again last night, made a big issue of the fact that out of that sale, only a little over $16,000 made its way to the United States. So very little was netted out of that. So 16,000 was returned to the United States, 16,000 about 400 out of about 38,000 of total gross proceeds. We learned during this process, Your Honor, that the country of Chile had adopted an insolvency court, sort of parallel to our bankruptcy court would be. And so the only way to avoid ancillary proceedings in Chile, which we knew was going to require that we obtain special counsel for that process and it would add additional costs, was if we could get Mr. Avendano to sign an irrevocable power of attorney. He wasn't willing to do that. That would have given the trustee, myself, the authority to sell the properties, subject to, of course, Your Honor's approval, but not having to require approval of a court down in Chile. We weren't able to get that. We even, Mr. Matthews here, even offered in emails to fly Mr. Avendano at the estate's expense down to Miami, where the consulate could then prepare and have executed the appropriate irrevocable power of attorney. I had one time thought it could be done in Atlanta, but it turned out that consul was just an honorary consul and didn't have the authority to do it, so the nearest place was Miami. Mr. Avendano declined to do that. That forced us to proceed with an ancillary proceeding in Chile, and that's one of the things that our special counsel, who were duly appointed by this court, have been handling and can answer questions about. So we bring everything we must under the bankruptcy code before Your Honor, and then they bring whatever they're required to bring before their court, their insolvency court in Santiago, Chile, that has jurisdiction over this property as well. And we've gotten to the point, Your Honor, where, as demonstrated by how little of the money from the lot sales that took place during the Chapter 13 made its way to this country, that it is not an efficient, effective way, and it's going to be very time-consuming and expensive, and the estate would stay open a long, long time if we try to sell these lot by lot in this rural part of Chile. And then if what happened to the Chapter 13 is any indication, you sell for under $4,000 a lot, and you receive about $1,600 a lot in net proceeds. That's all that came to this country. Now, Your Honor had made a finding at the when you denied confirmation and reconverted the case that Mr. Avendano had used very poor business judgment in the court's opinion and the way he'd gone about doing things during the Chapter 13 case, not just what happened with the lots, but in not selling the properties that the court had directed should be sold right away, which were those two dilapidated, unencumbered properties, unencumbered except for property taxes. But so I had hoped and had expected that if I had cooperation, we wouldn't have to go through the ancillary proceeding. It could be streamlined. I couldn't get it. So the only choice I have, because I do have to follow the law, is what we're doing, and that is we have the parallel ancillary proceeding going on down in Santiago, and then this is all being brought. When we have anything approved by this court, it's also approved by that court. And so the motion that's before Your Honor for the approval of the bidding and auction procedures and the authority to sell the property free and clear and approval of the commission of the auctioneer, which, by the way, is just 2%. They don't charge what we do in this country. Apparently, the United States charges a lot more than much of the world. But we're talking 2% plus a reimbursement of expenses. And the motion that we seek, Your Honor, and it's all outlined and we've attached all the pertinent provisions, has a reserve price in there. We're selling them as an assemblage. So that instead of having now there's fewer lots, but instead of having all these different closings on lot by lot by lot by lot by lot and all that expense, we would have one sale, one closing. In American dollars, because you have to translate it, at the time we filed the this motion, the official exchange rate, the reserve price is $353,445. And so it's not an absolute auction. It's an auction with a reserve price. And so if the reserve price is not met, then the sale doesn't have to be approved. Of course, we certainly are hoping and expecting that it's going to exceed the reserve price. But that was put in there to be sure that there's no fire sale on these properties. These were figures that were obtained in consultation with the broker and auctioneer and our council in Chile. So we think that this is the, and the trustee recommends in the trustee's business judgment that this is the best way to proceed. We had originally had this scheduled for an earlier hearing. We did not know that Mr. Avendano had left the jurisdiction of the court. We were not aware of that. He had filed a response, and it didn't make sense to us why he couldn't come from Douglas County, Douglas County, Billerica area, to the court. And so that's how it led to the disclosure that he actually had moved to, I believe, Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken, Your Honor. And so we did not know that, and he had not been willing to provide us with his current address, but I understand after a discussion with the court that that's now been provided. And so hopefully communications will be more efficient and effective going forward. The way we did reach him is because Mr. Matthews tried the email address that we used to have for him, and it's still working. So that's how we got him the paperwork for this. And he has objected, and he is I don't want to really go into it, Your Honor, because it's a rehash of what he said at every hearing since
we
started.
Here, so he
that's right.
What his objection is.
Unless the court wants to hear from our special counsel now, at this stage, I can take my seat.
As I understand, there's going to be an auction. You employed a broker. There's going to be an auction.
Correct.
Okay. With a minimum.
At a 2% commission.
At a 2% commission, and the minimum is $353,000.
Correct.
Is it the minimum $353,000 U.S. or the then equivalent at the currency exchange rate?
I believe that was the then equivalent of the currency exchange rate, Your Honor.
So the currency exchange rate goes up or down, the U.S. price will go up.
Yes. The minimum is technically in Chilean pesos of over 232 million Chilean pesos.
All right.
And it's just whatever it translates into current currency.
Whatever it is currently. Okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
Not much we can do about that. Okay. Mr. Avendano?
Hi, Your Honor. I think I'm objecting to the values that they're presenting on these properties, asking that an amount be set, and as I understand it, the Chilean law requires an amount to be set prior to selling properties in insolvency in Chile, an amount of debt. I have been in constant contact with his office. We, at our last hearing, over 2.5 years ago, we had lots ready for sale and presented them, and he, the trustee, had indicated that he was going to work with us, and he refused to. We had sales pending.
Do you have somebody today who's willing to buy these properties?
Well, we did.
That's not, I understand that. I don't understand that because we visited that issue then. But the question now is there somebody that you know today who is prepared to purchase these properties?
Yeah, I have one individual that is, but there are several more.
How much will they pay?
They want to pay $5 million per lot.
Well, then they can bid $5 million per lot.
Correct.
Or pesos. For the whole lot? For all?
No, per lot.
$5 million.
There's 150 individual lots.
And they're going to pay $5 million each?
Correct.
Well, I where are they?
Well, we've presented them several times, written to them.
Mr. Avendano, if these are people who want to buy, and do you know who they are? Who is this person?
Presented sales with addresses and names.
Who is this person?
This person, this particular person I'm speaking of, is Christian Mayer. But he's presented before and
has he presented an offer to Mr. Gordon?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Gordon, have you received an offer?
No, Your Honor. I've received no offers. I
asked a simple question.
That's all I can tell you.
The answer is no.
No.
Do you have a written offer today?
This has been presented. It was presented by Theodore Stapleton as well.
Do you have a written offer from your purchaser today?
I have the ones that we presented to him.
Somebody who's willing to do the deal today.
I do. I'd have to have it printed out. These people have been waiting 2 years.
I don't understand. That just
the trustee refuses to take the sales.
I just don't accept that.
You don't believe that these offers are presented?
If somebody wants to pay $5 million per lot, and they have gotten in touch with the trustee, I cannot imagine that would not have been accepted. Now, if you want to produce evidence about that, come right up here and we'll have evidence about it, and then I'll hear from the trustee. And you can tell me what that is. But this case was filed in 2015.
Can I ask the trustee to be under oath?
Sure. Mr. Gordon, come on up here. We'll just have some evidence.
Raise your right hand and
solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and
nothing but the truth. Thank you, God.
I do.
Please state your name for the record, please.
Neil Gordon. Go ahead.
At our last hearing, do you recall us having a conversation and me presenting sales to you?
No.
Do you recall receiving emails from me and sent both to you and to the office of the trustee with a list of sales pending that wanted to buy? From both me and the office of the trustee.
I think I saw an email where there was a proposal to sell a couple of lots, but we don't have the authority to do that since you wouldn't sign the irrevocable power of attorney.
I would have signed them for each of these sales. The point is that there's a great
Hold
deal
on.
Of money in
Hold on. Ask him questions, and then we'll hear your testimony.
Do you recall having email exchanges with Theodore Stapleton, an attorney that was trying to get you to sell these properties, presenting you these properties that were ready for sale?
I had a conversation with Mr. Stapleton.
Emails?
I don't remember the email. I had a conversation with Mr. Stapleton, but he wasn't willing to enter an appearance in the case on your behalf, and so I ceased communications with him.
Well, I have sent you several times, and I've called, I've asked.
Mr. Avendano, ask him a question.
Why would you not take these sales we have been offering you?
Because we have an ancillary proceeding pending in Chile, in Santiago, Chile, everything has to be approved by that court. That court is not approving these individual sales. It was the determination of the trustee and the trustee's advisors and counselors that this property would best be sold. I'm not talking about gross proceeds, I'm talking about net sale proceeds would be greater if we sold them, and administrative costs, which you may not understand, but I'm talking about attorney's fees and everything else, would be a lot less if we could sell this in bulk as an assemblage with one auction and not sell them piecemeal, which could cause the best lots to be pulled out and leave the rest of the assemblage to be worth far less than it should be.
How much money was due after you sold the Liberty Road property?
We're not here about Liberty Road, and I don't recall.
Just answer either. You have a lawyer who can object to the question if he wants to. Otherwise, just answer the question. Question was, how much is owed after
How much was owed money? After the sale of the...
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
I overruled. Goes to how much is owed. I mean, that's... What are we here about? That's part of the problem.
The Liberty Road property, the commercial building, did not...
What's the unsecured deficiency? What's the amount of claim that's left in the case? Isn't that the question?
That's the question.
Yeah,
that's
the question. The proof of claim was amended by Mr. Harrison. He's here.
Okay.
He's got the exact figures, but approximately, I'm just giving you
Mr.
an approximation.
Harrison, how much is owed?
About 226.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Your Honor. To Jerry E. Austin, There is a balance of $226,411.01 to Lawson Realty Incorporated, $28,496.64.
So it's about $250,000.
Roughly, yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Go ahead.
And there are
claims or any dispute about that?
For the record, there are also claims by Douglas County Tax Commissioner and a few others. There's about six claims.
How can Douglas County Tax Commissioner have a claim for an ad valorem tax when there's no property of the estate to support it?
I haven't reviewed claims yet, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, when you review them, you'll probably figure that out.
I will.
So, is there any dispute?
Yes,
about,
there is a dispute about that.
How much
that
do
amount.
You think is owed?
Well, the property was sold for $480.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. We'll get into that later, but has there been an objection to
their
claim?
Has
there been an objection to their claim?
There was.
There is there an objection to their claim filed?
I don't. There was by Mr. Valdeggioli.
There is an objection pending to their claim.
Okay.
That's been unresolved.
Okay.
That's based on his attorney fees for the 10% statutory foreclosure in the contract.
Well, maybe for the record, would you state your name for the record?
I'm sorry, Richard Valdeggioli.
Okay. All right, now. So we'll have to resolve that, but right now we have that claim.
So
go ahead.
When you sold the Liberty Road property, you knew that there were assets still remaining which you abandoned. Is that correct?
I'm not sure I followed the question.
What assets are you talking about?
I'm talking about the assets which are on the form that you provide to the court of remaining assets of the estate, one of which is the clothing inventory.
The only thing that was abandoned was those items that you claimed as exempt, just to provide
clarity.
There's
an item in the inventory which you present to the court of $45,000. Are you aware of that?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
There is an item of clothing inventory of $45,000 that you presented to the court as part of the estate. Are you aware of that?
I didn't present anything to the court like that. The schedules are filed by you, not me.
Hold on. Mr. Gordon, was there $45,000 in the inventory listed on the schedules?
I don't recall that, but Your Honor went through this at a prior hearing.
Mr. Gordon, I didn't ask what I went through on the prior hearing.
I don't have the schedules in front of me.
Okay. All you have to do is say you don't recall. Are you aware that there was inventory that the debtor claimed?
Yes. I went to his place of business.
Do you recall what the value of it was?
It was claimed to be worth about 10% of what he just said.
Okay. Did you investigate the inventory?
Yes, I saw it.
Did you determine that it had any value to the estate?
Determined it did not. These were, if I'm allowed to say, these were, he's a tailor. And these were more like piece goods where he was putting together, sewing up suits and things of that sort.
Okay. Does that answer what you wanted to know?
Well, it's untrue, but
okay, go ahead.
This inventory consisted of maybe 1,000 suit garments that were hanging on racks, which you saw.
They I
would
did
have
not
extended
see that.
The length of this room on double racks. These were handmade suits that we made. And those amounts are written by you and presented to the court in your statement of assets of the estate that still remain. I'm asking if you know where they are.
They were abandoned. I didn't see any 1,000 suits when I was out there, nowhere close to that, a fraction of that. But I once they were abandoned, I do not administer them. They abandoned back to you.
No, I'm saying that they are now currently on the statement that you present to the court.
That's not what we're here about.
Okay. My point, Your Honor, is after the sale of the Liberty Road property, if he had sold the assets that were still remaining, which he walked away from, this case would have ended. And the reason he did not sell these...
Well, you can testify about that. Do you have any more questions to ask him?
Yeah. Why did you say they were worthless, but in fact they still show up on a statement? Would you remove them from that statement?
They're not for me to do. What those statements are a reflection of the schedules. They're picked up automatically. They have nothing to do with me. They have to do with what you put down for them. And to explain it, you have maintained from the beginning that this would be a surplus case, which is why you have standing. In this
don't
case,
argue with the.
No, I'm explaining. This is.
You're not. No, your job is not to explain. Your job is to answer questions.
That's what I'm doing. And so because of that, when you asked to be allowed to keep all of your inventory, which you did ask, and you asked in this court, the trustee agreed to allow to abandon it to you so you could make your living. That was how you were making a living. And that the estate and its creditors would get paid out of the real estate properties, and we would let you make a living by keeping your tailored goods.
I don't recall ever asking to keep the inventory. I don't think there's any petition
that
I
have to put,
Your Honor. It is not your job.
I'm just saying that you said
look, stated. Ask him a question, Mr. Avendano. Okay.
Do you have a way of displaying evidence to this court where I asked to keep this inventory?
Yes, it happened in open court. I mean, you can go back and look in the transcripts that you claimed them as exempt and asked that they be that you be allowed to keep them. And I agree.
Your Honor, I will say that is not.
Just stop.
Let me ask him one more question.
Just stop.
Your Honor, I believe there was a notice of abandonment of inventory and tools relating to the tools of the trade of the tailor shop.
Do you recall when that was?
I do not currently, and I can't find it currently. I have a docket here somewhere. I believe it's docket number 123, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
For my edification, what was the date of 123?
That was October 20, 2016.
All right. The individual estate report filed October 30, 2018. States inventory men's suits, jackets, and slacks $45,000 as the estimated net value, the value determined by the trustee. Then it says sales slash funds received by the estate zero, asset fully administered, gross value of remaining assets unknown. So what is your question? Your question is why is that on there?
It is still on there when he abandoned it.
Why is it still on? What does that have to do with this case?
Well, because he could have sold that prior and paid off all the debt.
Did you want him to sell?
Of course. I wanted the debt paid. I did not want the proceeding to continue. See, the
okay,
wealth...
Stop. I just answered my question. Then I'll hear whatever you want to argue. There's a notice of abandonment filed on October 20, 2016, docket number 123. It says The trustee proposes to abandon, quote, all assets of debtor's tailoring and custom clothing business and all other personal clothing and household goods, end quote. That's filed on October 20th. There's no objection to it. I mean, that property is abandoned.
It still shows up on...
It may still show up on the report. Maybe that's sloppy. I don't know why it's still there. I don't know why it doesn't say that it's fully administered.
I understand.
But it's abandoned. End of discussion. Next case. And $45,000 wouldn't pay $250,000 anyway.
Well, we could have paid the rest of it with the sales we were presenting to him that he says we did not present.
That's the... on this Chilean property?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever sufficient.
We'll hear whatever you've got to say about that. Ask
Thank you,
any
Your Honor.
Questions about that?
The purchaser that bought the Liberty Road property. Do you remember who
we're
that?
We're not going to talk about the Liberty Road property. That is done over approved. The question is whether we're going, how we're going to sell the Chilean property. That's the question. That's the issue. And if your argument is we shouldn't sell it because there should have been other assets?
No, my argument is that he is creating a situation where the properties are not being sold. He's not accepting our offers for
sales.
Okay,
well then ask him questions.
And he is creating a situation in order to enhance administration.
Ask him a question.
See the purchase.
Have you received any offers to purchase the property in Chile? Have you received any offers to purchase the property?
I have not.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you have a specific contract that you presented?
Several times.
Then ask him about that.
When you responded to Theodore Stapleton to those offers, you're saying you did not receive offers?
I didn't recall receiving anything in the way of a contract from Mr. Stapleton.
That's amazing. I'll ask another question then. And Your Honor, the only reason...
Just ask a question, Mr. Avendano. I'm sorry to be so...
I understand.
I'm sorry about this, but I have a room full of people. This has been going on for a long time.
That's my point.
And so I... and
I want it over with more than anyone.
Then fine. Find a purchaser who will come in and show up at the auction and buy the property. Or find somebody who will present a piece of paper in English, Spanish, Greek, or Latin that says, I will buy this property for $5 million. And when you show something to that effect, then the trustee is going to be interested in it. And if he's not, I'm going to be interested in why he's not.
Well, can we present
but
that
there,
evidence?
I'm ready for it today. Today is the day to do that. Bankruptcy is about put up or shut up.
Understood.
It's about money talks. And so there's... Mr. Gordon would be delighted to sell this property for $5 million. I'm sure. I don't even have to ask him that question.
To clarify, Your Honor, I believe Mr. Avendano is probably talking about 5 million pesos for a single lot. And again, that's not what we're... That's not the sales that we are...
I don't know what 5 million pesos is.
I don't either, Your Honor.
I believe, Your Honor, he's discussing 1.5... Mr. Gordon, are you asking for $1.5 million per lot? Is that the value you're
dollars?
Giving the property?
Are we talking dollars or
pesos? Million pesos.
Okay.
Well, we're in the United States right now, so we have to deal, because I don't understand pesos, and I'm sorry. We have to deal with rough dollar equivalents. So he's talking about $353,000 roughly as the minimum price.
So that comes out to $2,300 per lot.
Whatever,
if it's 150.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. The current value, which I present, is this letter.
Do you have any more questions for Mr. Coleman?
Yes, I do.
Ask him those questions.
So, just to establish, you're saying that you did not receive these offers that both Stapleton and I presented to you?
I don't recall receiving anything like that. You may have sent them to somebody else in my office, but I don't recall ever seeing anything like that.
Can I ask you, why would you send an email to Stapleton telling him that you're not going to talk to him anymore? What was that? Those conversations, what was Stapleton talking to you about?
He was not willing to file an appearance on your behalf, but he kept pressing for basically to allow you to take control of the selling process in Chile.
I don't understand. How would he?
Neither did I.
He was presenting sales to you. I mean, you're sitting here in court saying you think. Let me ask you another question.
If you have some documents, or you have, he said he didn't get anything from Mr. Stapleton. If you have something specific you want to ask him about, ask him. Otherwise,
well, it's just controversy. I'm aware that he did receive it, so he's just saying something.
Then you can come up and testify about that.
I will. The Now, on page 43 of the exhibits that I put into the court, trustee refuses to communicate further. Are you aware of that email?
I don't know what you're referring to.
It's in the court document.
I don't have those in front of me.
There's also on page 44 of those exhibits, there is a printout of the docket of the case in Chile. And nothing has been filed since July 2018. Is there a reason why this has been delayed to this day for a year with nothing being filed in that case?
I don't agree with your premise. The attorneys are here on the phone. They can answer.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, is there a reason why nothing has been filed since a year ago today?
Again, I don't agree with your premise. The attorneys are on the phone and can answer those
Ms.
questions.
Gordon.
But I don't agree.
Ms. Gordon, what has happened in the Chilean proceeding since July of 2018, to your knowledge?
I don't know specifically. As I'm sitting here, Mr. Matthews coordinates with the Chilean attorneys.
Okay. Go ahead. He doesn't know. Trustee doesn't know what's going on in the lawsuit or the ancillary proceeding.
Where does you said the value of $1.5 million. Are you aware of the exhibits where it shows real estate values of properties in the area of these lots selling, again, I'm going to say, from $12,980 to $21,000 per lot?
I'm not aware of anything like that that would be reflective of the value of these lots. I am aware of the sales that actually did occur, and they were all for less than $4,000.
What sales? The ones that I produced?
Yes, they're all for less than
$4,000. Yes, I've stated that I made a mistake. Those sales were way undervalued.
Well, I'm also aware, sir, if I may complete my answer, that you had testified that you tried for over 2 years to sell them at $4,000 a lot and couldn't sell any of them. And that was your testimony at your original meeting of creditors. That's what I'm...
Can you repeat that, please?
Your original testimony, I'm looking at a summary of it right now.
Time out. Ask another question. I don't want to hear what the transcript
at trial when this case was converted to a Chapter 13, do you remember stating that you were going to protect my business and you were going to keep the building and proceed with the sales that we had in Chile? Do you remember saying that in court?
No, I don't remember. I was not the Chapter 7 trustee at that time. I was just a creditor in your Chapter 13 case.
In the conversion, you stood in court asking it to be converted to you.
You mean my proffer?
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know exactly.
We're going to take a break because I've got a room full of people. So we're going to take a break, and when I'm through the other calendars, then we'll come back to this. Mr. Avendano, what I'm interested in is what the value of this property is. We're not going to revisit how we got here today. We are where we are. And where we are is we have real estate in Chile that needs to be sold. And the question is how to sell it. So what the trustee has done, what the trustee said at a previous hearing, what he promised to do, all of that stuff doesn't matter. And I really am not interested in whether he received offers or not. If he received offers and didn't follow up on them, that's for another day. It's not for today.
Okay.
Today is there somebody out there who will pay something for this property? Or is there a better way to market it? And the trustee has said that he can't market this property he doesn't have authority under Chilean law to market this property. He can't do it. That's the problem, Mr. Avendano. He can't do it. He can't do it. He says, I'm happy for you to tell me differently.
Okay, I will.
And to provide evidence.
I will.
But he's looked at it. That's his job. So at least for right now, that's where we are.
Correct.
He can't do it because under Chilean law, you own it, and you won't give him an irrevocable power of attorney to sell it.
Correct. That's what he has said.
Okay.
He's wrong.
And so, therefore, he had to go and do what's called an ancillary proceeding, which is an insolvency case in Chile.
It's not true. I'll present that.
And I'll hear from you.
Okay.
Okay? Time out. That's the issue. The issue is how to sell it. And giving you some leeway to go into all of this stuff, but that's not what we're here about. And we're not going to do all that.
But I'll present that to you. I mean,
with that in mind, you think about what else you need to do and what you want to present and figure out a way. Maybe the thing to do is to start instead of the trustee's told you what he knows. Okay.
I'll describe the evidence that I submitted to the court on the value of the properties. After you.
Do you have anybody here who's? I'll take your testimony. But if you don't have some sort of offer,
I have what I've. And if we take a break, I'll print out the emails that were sent and the offers that were sent to him. I just didn't print those out, so. But I'll print those out while we're on break.
Well, okay. All right, we'll take a break, and I'll handle the other matters. We'll come back to this. You may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.